As spring arrives, muskox on the Seward Peninsula are moving closer to where people live, and that can mean good views of the unique animals. But wildlife officials say people getting too close can scare the herds and harm, even kill, newborn calves.
People are getting out and they're looking at muskox, but what we've seen this week is just members of the public, frankly, just getting way too close to groups.
Tony Gorn is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Nome. He says spooking herds with young calves can have deadly consequences for the muskox herds, which are already seeing sharp declines, down by about 13% last year.
When they're watching them and they're causing the groups to run off, it's really a big deal with muskox groups because new calves can't keep up when the adults run off. When adults run off, oftentimes calves can get stepped on and killed.
Worse still, Gorn says, is well-meaning wildlife viewers who see what they think is an abandoned calf and decide to take it home or otherwise intervene. Gorn says that can be signing a death sentence for the calf.
When you're a newborn calf and you're away from the group for, you know, even more than a couple days, it's tough to get that animal back in the group and back to be a part of the population. More times than not, that animal ends up dying.
Gorn says animals are much more likely to survive if they're simply left where they are.
Really, the best thing to do is just to leave it there. Although you don't see muskox in the immediate area, they are not that far away. The calf is going to be better off by itself. It'll start to call. Mom's going to start to look for it. And the best bet is that they're going to get back together on their own.
Fish and Game's ability to rehabilitate a calf in Nome is limited. Gorn says if the animal isn't placed back in its original herd, there's often little choice but to euthanize the animal. That's why Gorn stresses the best bet is to view muskox from a safe distance and, if you do find a calf, to simply leave it alone.